Diary, January 1894. Brighton, Victoria, Australia. January 1st to 30th, 1894. January 1st, 1894. Campground, Brighton, Victoria. 1893 has, with its burden of record, passed into eternity. A new year opens before us. I had some special exercises during the night season which I must express with my pen. I was in an assembly, listening to an address delivered for the benefit of teachers of schools. January 11, 1894. Brighton, Victoria. Slept well at George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road. I awoke Emily early that we may ride out to camp 5 miles and go into the morning meeting. Emily harnessed the horse. It was a beautiful morning, and we enjoyed the ride very much. We had a remnant of the social meeting. I had written a few lines in reference to the picture taker coming on the grounds and our people getting their pictures taken. This put a stop to that business. I attended ministers' meeting and bore a very decided testimony to the ministers. See Deuteronomy 6. January 13, 1894. Brighton, Victoria. This is a most beautiful day, and we praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. At morning meeting, Elder Olson spoke to fathers and mothers in regard to the duty resting upon them to train their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. There were on the ground prominent men, brothers, who keep a large music store. One couple, a man and his wife, are deeply interested. He wished to hire a tent on the ground that he might attend the meetings. His brother in the business also thought, after visiting the grounds, he would be pleased to come, with his wife, but they had his wife's 2 sisters and brother who had come from a distance to visit them, and they all decided to come. They were so interested they wished to hear the discourse given by Elder Starr last evening, and with interest the 2 tents were prepared, and they occupied the tents during the night and attended the morning meeting. Elder Olson has just closed a discourse 2 hours long. He called them forward. About 40 responded, and they are still in the tent at 2:20. Meeting commenced at 11 a.m. Matthew 24, verse 25 to 51. He preached fully 2 hours. I must speak this afternoon. Brighton Campground. I cannot sleep this morning, but arise before it is fully light. I see the eastern sky tinged with golden light, preparing for the sun's appearance. Oh, it is a beautiful, beautiful morning. The words of the Lord are, "Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you." John 12, verse 35. Because you do not appreciate truth. We are now striking our tents and packing our goods for removal. We are constantly hearing of souls who acknowledge the truth and who are in the valley of decision as to whether they shall obey the truth and follow the light which shines upon their pathway. We have just heard of another family, father and mother and 9 children. A message came to Dr. Kellogg from the father, inviting him to sit at his table and enjoy a meal with the family. He went and was much pleased with the family. He inquired of the mother if she enjoyed the meeting she had been attending. She said, "Oh, so much." "Do you think it is the truth which you have heard?" "Oh, more than that. I know it is the truth." "And what are you going to do about it?" "That is the matter that we want to settle. That is what perplexes us." Wise words of counsel were given to those souls. Oh, that the Lord would help them to decide to be wholly on the Lord's side and walk in the light as fast as they see the light, lest darkness come upon them. Emily and I chose to ride in company with Elder Olson and my son Willie to the school building and talk of important matters. We find everything in heaps, tumbled from the moving vans, to be placed in their position. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road. I have had much impressed upon my mind in reference to our school. I see and am troubled over many things.